I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Hey, we're going to start today's show with the COVID-19 update. And Dr. Prather, Pfizer vaccine has been approved by the FDA on August 23rd. 2021, which was just recently.
Yes.
And what does that mean for us?
Well, it's called Comirnaty.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, basic. That's that name.
That's the new name.
New name for the vaccine.
New name for the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So it's approved for 16 and older. There were 6 months worth of data for research. For the approval.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fastest anything ever approved by the FDA.
Anything. All drugs, all.
Anything. The fastest that has ever occurred. They did a research project with 44,047 people, and they were all 16 and older, and half got the vaccine and half got a placebo. But in December 2020, they unblinded the study, and 93% of the people got the jab. So after 6 months, basically the study was over.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to see how the research, went on with that. That was for something that important, there's a thought that they could have done a lot more research.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have continued, and why they unblinded it, we're not really.
So it hasn't continued.
It's done.
It's done.
Research. Yeah, after 6 months, it was done. And there was no, usually there's a formal hearing where public experts are allowed to come in and talk about, the whole process, how it all went. That was bypassed. In other words, it wasn't done.
Hmm.
Which is the first time ever that an FDA approval didn't have a formal hearing. So, mm-hmm. A lot of people are going, okay, that's an interesting type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of the things that have been going on along those lines. But there's a lot of trust in the FDA. But there have been people who said, well, this kind of broke my trust,
mm-hmm.
That this was actually, had that type of, rushed, approval.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a British Journal of Medicine has called into question on it, some of the connections that were involved on that, funds, money. Usually the FDA approval has quite a bit of a backing behind it,
mm-hmm.
Still does, and has a lot of impression in people's minds, that that's something that now I can rely on it. But for some people, they're questioning the whole process.
So can we now get a fully FDA approved COVID vaccine?
Getting the Comirnaty uh-huh. is actually not possible yet.
Oh.
So they haven't made it.
They haven't made the FDA approved COVID vaccine.
No, they first had to get it approved, and then they starting to manufacture it. We haven't gotten the list of ingredients, so this will be the first time we'll be able to actually see what was in the Pfizer, what is now in the Pfizer vaccine. But under the Emergency Use Act, the actual ingredients on that weren't known, and each batch was different. Mm. So you didn't necessarily get the same vaccination that somebody else got. There was experimentation. Like Moderna had two patented products in it when it first started. Now it has 7. We don't know what they are yet.
When is that coming out?
Well, once they get it FDA approved, then it has to be set.
Okay.
So Pfizer has a very big backlog of the emergency use type of vaccination. So you're going to, you won't be getting the FDA approved vaccine for a while. They're starting to make it already since it has been approved. But if, you know, if now someone sits there and says, well, it's FDA approved now, I want you to get the vaccination. You can sit there and say, well, only if it's the FDA approved vaccine.
Okay.
And you can actually look on the label when they actually bring it out. And if it says Comirnaty, then it's an approved one. If it has a EAU label on it, it's the still the old vaccination.
Which is experimental, considered experimental.
Which is considered experimental.
Okay. So what is the safety record of the COVID vaccine?
Well, you know, we're talking about if you go right to Veers, you know, there's a lot of speculation. It depends on who you speak to, you know, that it's safe and has a great track record along those lines. Other people are saying no. But the Veers is the reporting agency, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That's what that stands for. According to it, on August 13th, 2021, which was last time we had it updated for this show, there were 595,620 adverse events
that have been reported.
That have been reported and accepted.
Okay.
So there's been several people that I've known that haven't had their, you know, that have actually gone online, stuff like that, that have said, you know, we've reported it, but it wasn't accepted. So quite a few of them. These are the ones that have been accepted. There were 54,142 hospitalizations, and there were 13,608 deaths. This number is more than all the prior vaccinations for 30 years.
Total. So who's most at risk for myocarditis and pericarditis?
Well, what, according to the CDC, is that it's boys through the ages 12 through 17. On August 18th, 2021, there have been 1,339 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis under the age of 30. And boys seem to be the ones who are most likely to actually get it. And these have been the reports of the ones that they've accepted.
And what are the ages again? And these are boys.
Yeah, males seem to be, younger people seem to be most at risk for the myocarditis and pericarditis, which is interesting because they're the least at risk for the actual virus. So, you know, when you're talking about deaths from people, kids, it's 0.0005.
To die from the COVID-19.
More likely to get struck by lightning. You know, is a good way to look at that.
And now they're getting the vaccine.
Which there is, that is one of the warning labels. For and it really hits younger people more than it does older people.
So which vaccine produces more antibodies and has a better results in preventing the breakout infection?
Actually, it's Moderna.
Okay.
Moderna actually has a almost a 60% increase in the immunoglobulin response than any other vaccine. It's they've kind of updated it, and it actually seems to be longer lasting than any other of the vaccinations.
That's so Moderna,
right? Because they've Pfizer in Israel. Pfizer is the one that they've pretty well exclusively used, and at this point, they Israel has a passport system. You know, they said they're not going to do that here in the United States, but they have done that in Israel to be able to go out and shop, eat any type of public gathering, you have to show a passport. And the passports are no longer valid after 6 months. So that has to be renewed every 6 months. And you have to get a booster shot because they have found that after 6 months, the vaccine, in Israel's opinion, is no longer worthwhile. So that's one thing that's going on. Moderna seems to actually last longer. We don't know exactly how long, but it still seems to be effective after 6 months at this point.
So what is the percent of Americans who are hesitant to get the vaccine?
Well, back in March, it was 34%. And it is now, just recently, last couple of days, they did another study. It's down to 20%. Mm-hmm. Several things have been involved in actually changing that. One, people having their jobs threatened, you know, because they might lose it. Travel restrictions, and then also the FDA approval has been one of the things that have actually shown up on that. It's interesting because the hesitancy is actually higher in healthcare workers, people who actually work in the hospital. The number of nurses who haven't got any of the shots is about 34%.
Wow.
Which is one thing that they're talking about quite a bit in different publications. One of the things is that there was a very famous Lyndon B. Johnson hospital down in Houston, Texas. They required all their physicians, nurses, all the workers there to get a vaccination or they were fired. Right now, they cannot operate their hospital.
Wow.
Because so many people have quit and aren't continuing with the, so the hospital is actually, they're actually offering $200 an hour for nurses right now.
Wow.
So, you know, there's
interesting. Interesting what's going to happen to our health care.
So, yeah, one of the things is that the advantage is the hospitals that have an advantage that you don't have to be vaccinated have actually had quite a few applicants. Montana has...
you want to go to Montana?
Yeah, has actually...
Sounds like a good place right now.
They passed a law there that hospitals couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having nurses actually call up and doctors calling up to see if they can get a position up there. So, you know, that's very interesting.
Yes, very interesting. Well, who's at risk for the COVID virus?
Well, you know, that's one of the big things that, you know, that that has been widely announced is that the COVID right now is a disease of the unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has actually repeated that quite a few times, and they're actually trying to get him to stop saying that because the information is coming out that that's not actually true at this point. The United Kingdom did a government study and of the deaths that have been reported from the COVID. And one third of the deaths were unvaccinated, and two thirds of the deaths were vaccinated people.
That's interesting.
From February 1st, 2021, to August 2nd, 2021, there were 402 deaths of 47,008 people who were vaccinated. 402 of them died. 253 deaths. Out of 151,054 unvaccinated people. Mm. So, you know, there was quite a difference on that. And Israel says that 60% of all hospitalizations are from people who are fully vaccinated. And a lot of them have actually had even the third shot. So, you know, it's an interesting type of thing. Mm-hmm. And also, Israel did a study and found that getting the COVID provides 13-fold protection over getting the vaccination. So the people who are, you know, who are, have gotten it, mm-hmm. have a 13 times greater immunity reaction than if you get the vaccination.
13 times.
13 times. Wow. Now, they're still encouraging people to actually get the vaccination because they think it gives it a little bit more, but that gives a little perspective.
Yeah. And we talked about this last week, but real quickly, Dr. Prather, how can you boost your own immune system? Because people are asking that.
Right. And really, that's one of the things that, you know, if we look at that, you know, 26% of the people are immune to the virus. How do those people actually achieve that? A lot of the time, you know, and 40% have no symptoms when they actually get it. What is it about them than others? And one of it is your nutritional vitamin D, iodine, zinc levels, vitamin A levels are all very good, and they have a robust immune system. So trying to achieve that is one of the things that we should be looking at. And nobody sits there and says that, you know, if you have normal vitamin D levels, everybody knows your immunity is far, far better. Mm-hmm. If you have levels of, good levels of zinc in the body, we absolutely know that that actually stops viral replication. And those are actually some of the most important things to actually keep your immune system up and running.
Yes, and for anybody that didn't hear our last week's show, we take the whole show and talk about how to build the immunity.
Right.
So would recommend that. Well, thank you for the update, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
Always very informative. When we come back, we're going to talk about stress and your body's resistance. We have our own personal stories to share about that. We'll be right back. Holistic Integration is excited to announce the launch of our very own dietary and herbal supplement line, Stasis Supplements. Stasis Supplements are created to maximize our patients' experience of true health by bringing mind, body, and spirit back into alignment. Learn more about Stasis Supplements on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
One of the chiropractic friends who is a soft tissue expert, his textbook, Soft Tissue Therapy, is the one used in medical schools, heavily used as sort of the Bible for soft tissue work. And as soon as he saw Rapid Release, he switched all of his treatments over to the Rapid Release because it's much easier on the doctor. You get quicker results, less painful, much better compliance. So when people would be coming in for the Grasson, they would be going, I like the results, but I don't know if I really want to do that. Whereas with Rapid Release, they come running in and really want that done.
Cause yeah, everybody's they ask like, for it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we got you cured, but can I have it again anyway?
Well, many patients have bought them.
It's an amazing device and incredible results. It's a great way to get your body relaxed and get those aches and pains out of your system.
As you're using the Rapid Release, you can see people go into that deep breathing and going more into that, what we call the parasympathetic mode or the rest and digest.
Really switches and has a huge effect on the nervous system.
And the sessions aren't long. You just do a few minutes in each area.
One of the patients recently with a massage therapist, that she was doing a massage on him. She's going, boy, I'm just having trouble really getting this released. I walked out, got the Rapid Release, and she did it. And the patient was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And she was saying, you know, I got to use that more. To get those problem areas, it works so much quicker, so much easier. It just takes off all the stress of me trying to really work that out. And it's easier on the patient too.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of Rapid Release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
So we're going to talk about stress and your body's resistance. And Dr. Prather, why this topic?
Well, you know, as I've been talking to people, mm-hmm. you know, then one of the things is trying to talk people kind of off the ledge. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen people at school board meetings, you know, the videos, everybody's seen that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of passion on both sides. There's a lot of emotions running high.
Yes.
And one of the things is that this doesn't really help with our getting along with each other. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help our immune system. You know, that type of stress and those types of worries and things has just really been bringing people down. And I've noticed some of my long haulers with the COVID mm-hmm. that have been going on, or people with other health conditions, that the more emotional that they've gotten with the whole fight over this, mm-hmm. The worse their health has gotten.
Right. Because, and we're not saying emotion is bad.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But talk about that.
But the continued anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's been a stoking of this anger. Mm-hmm. You know, how you can get ratings on radio and TV is to get people all worked up and angry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that on our radio program. One of the things that everyone has been saying is, we just thank you because I listen to your radio program and it kind of calms me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to have a calming effect on this whole topic.
Educate people, but...
Right, education is actually good. Truth and education mm-hmm. is important. But getting emotional about this and not seeing the other person's side is never a good idea.
Yeah, there seems to be less empathy.
Less empathy, mm-hmm. less communication, more vitriol. Mm-hmm. As I like to put it, mm-hmm. You know, that this is a pounding type of thing. You know, like saying, you know, this is a disease of the unvaccinated. You know, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Then sort of puts the unvaccinated in a evil type of a group,
mm-hmm.
which causes a lot of stressors on them. And other people then have become very angry. You know, I mean, I've read quite a few social media posts about people's anger towards the unvaccinated. How dare they? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not a true statement. You know, basically, the 95% of the people who are in the disease category was taken from a number from January to April, which we didn't even have the vaccination at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what are we, you know, that's an inflammatory type of thing. We don't need those types of inflammatory type of rhetoric on yeah. either side.
Right. So what is your own experience with this?
Well, one of the things is I was reading quite a few things about this and actually discovered some things that, you know, I actually didn't know. And I was getting pretty upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that it was actually affecting my health, affecting relationships, everything like that. And I really had been seeing that in my own patients, and I had to stop. And I probably was that way for about how long? A week or so? Or
couple weeks.
You could actually tell, you know, I wasn't actually speaking about it, but you could just tell it in my demeanor that I was upset. And, you know, that was something that I had to change my attitude, which I did.
It was almost like you were, and I felt this too, and I have to watch it, just carrying the world on your shoulders.
Sure.
And that's not our job.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, there's a balance along those lines. And, you know, how do we get that kindness back and that respect and those types of things?
Empathy.
You know, for both sides along those lines. You know, on the whole mass debate, you know, people want to keep their kids safe. And it becomes pretty emotional when you start to talk about that. And if you believe that masks are going to help to, you know, keep that virus from spreading, then you're going to get emotional about it. If you think that the mask doesn't do any good and it causes health concerns for your children, you're going to get emotional about that. But, you know, both people really want the same thing. And the poor board members who are trying to weigh this whole thing, I mean, this is, you know, oftentimes a volunteer position, and trying to decide that and making them into enemies is not a good way to do it.
I think Carmel even switched their meeting.
Well, yeah, they have no more input from parents at this point. Until everybody can kind of settle down, because people are threatening other people.
Yeah.
You know, and what we're trying to do is help people to get healthy. I mean, that's the main underlying goal. And threatening people it doesn't really accomplish that.
So how in your own experience, because I remember, you know, you were going through that, you know, I could just sense that stress and that weight
right
on you. And how did you come out of that?
Well,
I mean, I remember the day, but how did you do that?
Well, one of the things that, you know, I did was I put myself into the other people's shoes, you know, and said, basically your perception is what determines your paradigm. Determines your viewpoint, and you can't really see the other person's viewpoint because of your own paradigm. So opening yourself up and saying, well, how is this other person thinking, and what is it that their thought process is, you know, is one of the things that I think about. And then, of course, faith in God, the belief that God is in control, and that one of the things that, you know, through prayer, you know, just some meditation, some thought process, really sitting down there, had just kind of turned me back around. Getting into scripture actually was the main thing that helped me out.
And, you know, just taking that weight off, because that's not for you, you know, to carry.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm doing my part with my, you know, what is it that God has called me to do? You know, one, to take care of my patients, educate people as much as possible. You know, as I sit there and look at that, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, then really trying to take on more than what I'm capable of or have the responsibility of is arrogance on my part. You know, I'm not going to change the world. I'm just going to add my little part that I can do to help people out as much as possible. And one of the things that I feel that right now on this show that I was called, you know, God said, hey, you just talked four patients down and said, you know, you need to quit listening to the news. You need to quit getting worked up over this. And three of them were on one side, and one of them was on the other side. So I was saying the same message to all four of them. And I sit there and said, well, you know what? I got to apply that too.
Interesting.
You know, Dr. Heal Yourself And the main thing that I needed to heal was my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So really, at this point, stress can actually perpetuate a pandemic, and we need to de-stress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing your story. Because you can just, you can feel it in the air, you know?
Yeah.
You can feel that, that people are stressed, and it's just very important. And you're good about that. If there's something I'm getting worked up about, you help me, with the empathy piece, mm-hmm. you know, realizing, well, this is what
that other person is thinking. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
in my own family, there's different views. Well, yeah, that's what gets hard.
Right. I mean, I have a lot of people sit there and say, you know, my family's divided.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a family member for 2 years, and they refuse to, until I change my view, they refuse to actually talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families were divided politically. Families are divided now over the COVID whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right.
Right.
You know, that's something that, you know,
we shouldn't let something divide us and isolate us.
Right. You know, the whole idea that the, you know, if you're unvaccinated, you're unclean isn't true. Mm-hmm. There's just as much capability of someone actually transmitting the virus, whether you have the vaccine or unvaccinated.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about, you know, stress and how it changes someone's physiology. It's real important to know. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Go to the doctor.
She goes, did you know you're allergic to wheat?
I did not know that.
She said, do you eat a lot of gluten?
I don't know what gluten is, but yes, I would say yes. I think I'm mostly gluten, to be honest with you. I don't know. And she gave me a book of things that have gluten in it. You know what has gluten in it? Everything! I said, check again. Maybe it's just cancer. I didn't take it well. Have you tried gluten-free stuff? It needs gluten.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
The big thing is, what is your resistance level? And that's really where structure function comes in, is how high is your resistance level? And basically, that's the zinc delivery into your system, because zinc fights the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
What is your vitamin D level? If you have a high vitamin D level that's adequate, which you really don't know unless you have it tested, because you can get too much vitamin D. So I'm not just saying taking zinc, taking vitamin D. You really need to be tested to see what you have, because as you're looking at the minerals, it gets very complicated, because you have to balance that with copper, calcium, magnesium. Molybdenum is actually very important for the cellular health. Having someone who actually looks at this and then evaluates where you are on your health is extremely important. So the higher your resistance is really the one thing that people can actually do for themselves.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility ability to treat small bony surfaces such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRAYTHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking right now about stress and your body's resistance. And Dr. Prather, thanks for sharing your own experience. You were talking about patients that are real stressed and how they're on both sides of the vaccine.
Sure.
And talking. And one thing you had to share with many of them is just get off social media. Stop listening. I hear that a lot. People just stop listening to the news. I've right. never been one to listen to in the last 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's because I don't trust a lot of it. I'm not a very trusting person. I can be.
Right.
So let's talk about how does stress change someone's physiology?
When people feel like they're going to be attacked by something or under danger, there is a normal physiological reaction where you switch from a normal balance between your parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system to a sympathetic nervous system,
mm-hmm.
which actually changes the whole physiology of your body. It actually shuts down your immune system to a great yeah. degree, shuts down your digestion. It overstimulates the endocrine system. You don't heal as you should. Your whole pH of your body shifts.
Wow.
And if you get stuck in that mode, continual type of thing, your body actually starts to break down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not designed to actually do that. So physiologically, this is a really bad place to go. And almost all pandemics have been during times of stress, as far as keeping it going. And the stress is something that is perpetuating this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting vitriol from both sides of this.
Just put that phone down and go for a walk.
Yes.
Go move. We're seeing people not move.
Well, yeah. The amount of, people used to watch the news about an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got your phone, you've got your news that you carry around with you on a constant type of basis. And you click into the side that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only hearing one side for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have designed it. The people who actually get the most eyes on them and therefore make the most money are the ones that can make you the most angry
mm-hmm.
and agitated. Those are the people who actually win. So that's what's going on there. It's not something coming out to actually calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, basically one thing that our political leaders should be doing is getting people calmed down. That's the purpose of really what political leaders. And we don't have political leaders right now who are trying to defuse the situation
mm-hmm.
on both sides.
Right.
So we need to really reevaluate that. And we need to have people, we need to hold up people who are actually trying to take down and actually defuse this whole situation.
Right. And we have personal responsibility in that, too. We don't have to be sucked into that.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Have you noticed a change in your patients that have made those changes?
Yes. All of a sudden, you actually do see. I had one guy your blood work was doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that you've been doing? His wife laughed and said, see, I told you. And she said, he is so worked up over everything. And I put a ban on his, you can't watch news anymore. You got to go out and
so it
puts around in the garden.
Blood work.
It actually changed his blood. I could tell, you can tell on blood work.
Yeah.
Whether people are stressed.
Mm-hmm.
It shows up. he was doing better. He was doing better. He says, yeah, he says, I feel better. His wife says, yeah, he's better.
Yeah.
And this is something that I've seen on both sides. I try not to let my own opinions kind of come into when I'm talking to people. You know, I kind of listen to them.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
Mm-hmm. And help them to get to the middle ground.
Yeah. So we talked about stress changing someone's physiology. How does this affect our resistance?
It lowers it hugely. Mm-hmm. So the immune system is very much tied into whether we are in balance. And the way that balance should be is we should be 80% of the time in parasympathetic, 20% in sympathetic is the ideal
right
type of situation. We very seldom find people are over into the parasympathetic too much and don't have any stimulation. I have had a few. But most of the people is just stimulate, 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 and they're stuck in that sympathetic loop.
Yeah.
Fight, flight. And that's not a good place to be. And so really, during this whole pandemic, I used to say that I was the only one whose blood work was showing up, not stuck in that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I did my blood work and, you know, it was an eye opener. Guess what? Mm-hmm. I was stressed.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I got to change this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the more that we can change that, the better. So people need to garden a lot more.
Yeah, let's talk about how can we change our attitude during this emotional time.
Well, there are different ways of actually kind of like meditating. Mm-hmm. For me, prayer is one of the most important things. And actually getting into that quiet place. Now, for different people who have different belief systems, but getting into that quiet meditation where we believe in a higher power mm-hmm. and that we have a faith and trust in that. And that we refocus our energy along those lines is one of the most important ways of doing that. Mm-hmm. The other thing is empathy. One of the things that you could do is sit there. And one thing is the person who's on the upside of the fence that you actually hate the most, mm-hmm. pray for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pray for them. Have a heart attitude, mm-hmm. heart change. The whole thing of loving your neighbor as yourself mm-hmm. is an extremely important type of thing. Who is your neighbor? Well, everybody is. Mm-hmm. And having a love for those people, having a love for the school board members mm-hmm. who did not vote in your direction, and then praying for them. Mm-hmm. And then actually express a love for those people who seem to be in opposition to you.
Yeah, what's helped me lately, if I realize how I've been forgiven, why can't I forgive or be sure. empathetic?
You have to understand that you could be the person that somebody else really hates. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So putting that perspective into mind and not being callous about that, like Dale Carnegie, How mm-hmm. to Win Friends and Influence People. You get a whole lot more influence with people if you use honey instead of vinegar. Mm-hmm. If you are trying to change somebody's mind, you have to relate to that person first.
Yeah.
And you may not be changing their mind, but at least diffusing the situation so that, yes, we are human beings and that we're all trying to. Usually you have the same goals. I mean, that person that opposes you wants the exact same thing for their kids or for themselves that you want.
Right.
They just have a different perspective.
Yeah. And I notice, too, when I'm out, I really try to talk with people. That seems to have gone away, talking or being friendly
right.
Or smiling. I think that's really important to connect with people.
Sure.
And I was finding I was doing less of that.
Well, you know, it's a stressful thing to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. You know, that it does increase stress in people. Mm-hmm. That is a stressor. So, because we need the input from people's faces to understand where they're coming from. So the situations have actually been causing a lot of the problems.
When we come back, let's talk more on how we can change our attitude during this emotional time.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip, featuring Stasis Supplements from Holistic Integration.
Hello, everyone. This is Kira, functional health coach and herbalist at Holistic Integration. Over the last several months, we have been working to develop our very own herbal and nutritional supplement line, which has now officially launched. Stasis supplements contain ingredients of the highest quality sourced from various parts of the world that have been hand-selected for their potency and are made in an FDA-approved facility. Stasis is also introducing our homeopathic injection kits, which are actually safe to take at home. We have also designed specially crafted supplement packages that feature Stasis supplements and the homeopathic injections for those of you who are looking to improve your health right now, and those can be shipped or picked up in the office. So our packages include immune support, weight loss, stress and anxiety support, sleep and relaxation support, and pain relief. So if you are interested, please stay tuned to learn more about what each package entails and their associated discounts.
Dr. Prather, we're so excited about the launch of Stasis Supplements. Has the launch of your own supplement line been a long-term goal?
It has been. That's something that was one of my goals, actually, when I started my practice. So just a couple of years later, we're actually launching it. We're very excited about this and really pleased with the results on it so far.
So why is it possible now?
It takes a tremendous amount of energy to be able to get that going. A lot of things behind it. I had actually contributed to other companies on putting together supplements. I have actually been involved in formulating supplements for a long time, but actually having my own supplement line is something that actually takes time, and quite frankly, I didn't have it before.
So what benefits have you seen from your patients with the new line?
Well, one of the things is that we're getting better results. I see the difference in the actual blood tests because we can actually control the ingredients. We know what's going into it, and we can actually keep that consistent to get that consistent result. So I'm seeing the difference on blood work and lab tests.
Learn more about Stasis supplements by going to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com or schedule an appointment with one of our Holistic Integration's functional health coaches for a supplement and nutrition program uniquely tailored just for you by calling 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Stasis supplements from Holistic Integration, restoring hope. It's time for you to consider a new direction for heart treatment. We are now accepting a limited number of patients for cardiac services through Holistic Heart. For an all-inclusive price of just $495, your Holistic Heart onboarding exam includes an exam with our staff cardiologists, an autonomic nervous system test, an EKG, a spirometry breathing test, and a full body scan, and a customized plan of care for our cardiac services, with each patient's program completely unique and individualized. These tests done in other offices or at hospitals are often billed to insurance for thousands of dollars. So offering you a flat, self-pay cost for all these key diagnostics helps you to minimize out-of-pocket cost and get a clear idea of what treatments you will benefit from most. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Heart, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking right now about stress and your body's resistance. and how we can change our attitude during this emotional time. Dr. Prather, you talked about really empathizing with others, loving your neighbor, praying. That helps me. Praying for those in authority, those that oppose us.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about don't let differences divide those. Listen and learn and really try to affirm people. Give unto Caesar Caesar's and give unto God what is God's.
Sure.
What do you mean by that?
One of the things that we should be doing is we need to respect our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We may not agree with the mandates that are passed down, but unless it really violates God's laws,
mm-hmm.
we should obey it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? There is an obedience and a respect of authority. And disobedience should be only when they're violating God's laws.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to draw a line on that, that we actually have that perspective. So the constitutional rights that we have, the thing that our founders actually put down that was pretty profound is that it's not government who gives us those rights, but God. Mm-hmm. So there are fundamental rights that as human beings that we have that are God-given. Those things we need to hold on to, and we really need to say, hey, you can't cross this line.
Mm-hmm.
But if the other things that are not God-given rights, then we should obey those.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to distinguish what those are and have a respect for authority and the positions that people hold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing.
Yeah, real important. So what steps can we all take to decrease stress?
Well, there's a tremendous number of things that people can do along those lines. And it's not necessarily all the things. I mean, there are things that you should do, mm-hmm. but there are also things that can be done for you. So one of the things that for, you know, when I saw myself stressing, I got chiropractic adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
That actually helps to de-stress, as people who actually get that done can testify to. Acupuncture puts almost everybody to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about what a great de-stressor it is. There are herbals that we can take that are nice and natural, that are gentle to actually do. There are actually getting our nutrients up to par. Zinc is a calming effect in our body. Not only, so the minerals, magnesium, calcium, all those types of things on a natural type of basis helps with our physiology to get it back into line.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that actually relaxes me, one of the biggest things that I needed to take was adrenal supplements. Because when we actually get stressed, our adrenals get worn out. When our adrenals get worn out, then it's sort of like we're always in that stress mode.
Mm-hmm.
People actually start even to shake. They can't sleep. I get adrenal supplementation into their system and all of a sudden they can sleep. They can actually get calm. The body's able to rehandle things. So it's not all completely up to you. There are helps out there that can actually be a great way to do it. And if things are severe, then people actually oftentimes need to get a temporary pharmaceutical along those lines too.
Mm-hmm.
We have recommended that for some people who are in extreme stress. Counseling is always a great way. Massages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find a pattern on yourself on what you actually need to get yourself into a de-stress type of a mode. And that it's not always just up to you, but there are other people and other things that can help you out.
Right. And it's been really important. We've been doing with our employees, making sure they get the treatment they need.
Sure.
We've been doing treatment days for them or half days to make sure that they're taking care of themselves also.
Right. Well, we have a new practitioner here, nurse practitioner,
mm-hmm.
and he's been getting the adjustment and acupuncture and some of the other things. And he says, wow, this stuff really works.
Yeah.
He says, I can't believe how much better I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yesterday,
you know.
I got my acupuncture.
Yeah, there you go. So,
it's
all the different types of things that you can do to really get yourself where it needs
and
to
rest.
Be. And rest.
Rest, really. I'm making sure I'm in the bedroom by 10. At night, so I get to bed. It's very important. And exercise, getting out and
exercise
moving.
Is absolutely critical in getting yourself.
And
relaxed.
When you talked about meditation, even someone, there's people that need to move as they're meditating or praying.
Gardening is absolutely amazing to mm-hmm. do that. So
touching the earth.
Yep.
The soil. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. This has been very informative.
Thank you, Lisa.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.